General Nathan F. Twining, commander of the Air Materiel Command, based at Wright-Patterson, who was already heavily involved in the UFO issue by the time of MJ-12. He had canceled a scheduled trip on July 8, 1947, due to a very important and sudden matter. This was the day the Roswell Air Base press release regarding the recovery of a flying saucer was issued. UFO researcher William Moore claimed that Twining actually made a two-day trip to New Mexico. On September 23, 1945, just as the Air Force became a separate service, Twining sent a letter to the Chief of Staff of the Army Air Force, Brigadier General George Shulgin, who had requested information on flying discs. In a letter stamped "Secret," Twining began by stating, without equivocation, "The phenomenon reported is something real and not visionary or fictitious." He recommended that a permanent group be established to study UFOs. General Hoyt S. Vandenberg, a West Point graduate and military man who served as U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff and Director of Central Intelligence. As a named MJ-12 member, Vandenberg did not appear to have solid Wall Street connections. However, he was a close relative to the powerful U.S. Senator Arthur Vandenberg, who served as President pro tempore of the Senate, third in line of succession to the presidency, and chaired the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations. Senator Vandenberg also participated in the creation of the United Nations. In January 1945, the senator made headlines by announcing his conversion from isolationism to internationalism. As such, he orchestrated bipartisan support for the Truman Doctrine and the Marshall Plan. The Vandenberg Resolution, passed by the Senate in 1948, paved the way for mutual allied security through the creation of NATO. In the early 1950s, it was General Vandenberg who ordered the destruction of the original Project Sign Air Force report stating that UFOs were real. Many UFO researchers believe Vandenberg's role was to maintain security for MJ-12. Dr. Detlev Bronk, a physiologist and biophysicist with international credentials who chaired the National Research Council and was a member of the Medical Advisory Board of the Atomic Energy Commission. From 1953 until 1968, he was president of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, during which time he was given a $600,000 mansion. Bronk maintained a long correspondence with Vannevar Bush and also was on the Scientific Advisory Committee of the Brookhaven National Laboratory, along with Dr. Edward Condon, who later debunked UFOs in a major UFO study for the Air Force.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.